Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eduardo Perez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Casey Blake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pablo Ozuna. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Iguchi. Batting third. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Alex Cintron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Widger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iguchi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is hit by the pitch. Michaels moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Hafner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iguchi fields it and throws to second for the out. Hafner moves to third. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ozuna for the out. 1 out. Tadahito Iguchi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Iguchi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Belliard hits a fly ball into left field. Ozuna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Cintron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Iguchi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dye strikes out. Two outs. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cintron hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Cintron. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Cintron steals second. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Widger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball towards right. Dye catches it and throws to first to double up Hafner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ozuna is 0 for 1 in the game. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Ozuna. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Belliard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cintron fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Igoshi is 0 for 1 in the game. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomy strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cintron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Widger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Widger is 0-for-1 in the game. Widger takes first base on ball 4. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe strikes out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ozuna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ozuna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 0-for-2 in the game. Igoshi hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Igoshi reaches second base with a double. Ozuna moves to third. Jim Tomei is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tomei is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomei is hit by the pitch. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ozuna scores. Igoshi moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dye is 0-2 in the game. Dye is walked intentionally. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Belliard is 0-2 in the game. Belliard strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boone is 0-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sizemore is 0-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Ozuna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Boone. The throw from Widger and he is out, Igoshi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fausto Carmona now pitching. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Widger is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Widger takes first base on ball 4. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Uribe is 0-2 in the game. Uribe bunts towards the mound. Carmona fields it and throws to first for the out. Widger moves to second. 1 out. Rob Mikowiak pinch hits for Brian Anderson. Rob Mikowiak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mikowiak takes first base on ball 4. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ozuna is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ozuna strikes out. 2 outs. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Igoshi is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Widger moves to third. Mikowiak moves to second. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tomy is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tomy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carmona fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Mikowiak now playing center field. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Michaels is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Mikowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hafner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Broussard now playing first base. Fernando Cabrera now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Konerko is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross Gloed pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dye hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Belliard catches it and throws to first to double up Gloed. Two outs. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cintron takes first base on ball 4. A.J. Pierzynski pinch hits for Chris Widger. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Cintron. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Cintron steals second. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski takes first base on ball 4. Cintron moves to third. Scott Podsednik pinch hits for Juan Uribe. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik hits a line drive into left field. Michaels picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Cintron scores. Pierzynski moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Rob Mikowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mikowiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mikowiak hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna now playing third base. Ross Gloed now playing first base. Alex Cintron now playing shortstop. A.J. Pierzynski now catching. Scott Poben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-3 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cintron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ozuna is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ozuna strikes out. One out. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 0-for-3 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Thornton now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-4 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mikowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gloed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dye is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Dye strikes out. Two outs. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cintron is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hafner is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ozuna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martinez is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Broussard is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Broussard strikes out. Two outs. Agustin Montero now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Blake is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Blake hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pierzynski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pierzynski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Podsednik is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik bunts towards the mound. Wickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierzynski moves to second. One out. Rob Mikowiak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mikowiak is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Mikowiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pierzynski scores. Mikowiak moves to second. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ozuna is 2-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Ozuna hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mikowiak trying to get to home. Blake throws the ball into Martinez who tags Mikowiak who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ozuna moves to second. Two outs. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Igoshi is 2-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozuna scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.